السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. بين يدي خطبتي أحبتي بالله، أود التذكير بمسائل أربع على عجالة. أولاهن التبكير لصلاة الجمعة، فإن التبكير لصلاة الجمعة قد حث عليه الشارع ورتب عليه أجورا عظيمة. وثانيا، الدنو من الإمام، فإن ذلك محل مرضاة الرب عز وجل. وثالثهن عدم الجلوس في المسجد إلا بعد أداء ركعتين، لثبوت ذلك عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حين أن كان يخطب على منبره يوم الجمعة، فدخل سليك الغطفاني فجلس فقال: قم يا سليك فصل ركعتين وتجوز فيهما، أي خففهما. ورابع الأمور هو أنه إذا دخل الإنسان والمؤذن يؤذن بعد سلام الإمام، فالصواب أنه يبادر ركعتين تحية المسجد، ولا يقف ليردد خلف المؤذن، فإن الترديد خلف المؤذن سنة، والإنصات للخطبة واجب، فلا بد من تقديم الواجب على السنة وتقدير ذلك. وأضيف أمرا آخر، وهو أن الإنسان إذا أراد أن يصلي فليستمع إلى قول نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم آمرا كل مصلٍ، قال: إذا صلى أحدكم فلا يصلين إلا إلى سترة، وليدن من سترته لا يقطع الشيطان عليه صلاته. وإنا نرى كثيرا من التساهل عند كثير من الناس في هذا الشأن، ولذلك نقول: احرصوا بارك الله فيكم على تتبع هدى نبيكم صلى الله عليه وسلم، تفلحوا في دنياكم وآخراكم. وبعد، فنلج إلى خطبة اليوم التي نصدر لنا، أي عباد الله، لا شيء يعدل ضمان السعادة في الدنيا والسلامة في الآخرة، ولكل منهما أسباب توجب عملها يتوجب عملها ليتحقق ما ينتج عنها من ذينك الأمرين. أي عباد الله، لقد كفل الله لعباده سعادة الدارين والسلامة من كل شيء إن هم وحدوه واتبعوا رسله وقاموا بما أوجب عليهم وبما ندبهم للقيام به. وإن مما ندبه هو إيصال الخير للغير ومساعدة المحتاجين من عباد الله. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في ذلك: لأن أمشي في حاجة أخي حتى أثبتها له، وحتى أثبتها، وفي رواية حتى أقضيها له، أحب إلي من أن في المسجد شهرا، أي مسجده صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم، أي عباد الله، فإن الأعمال التي يتعدى نفعها للآخرين هي أفضل من الأعمال التي يقتصر أثرها على العامل نفسه. ولذلك قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: من نفس عن مؤمن كربة من كرب الدنيا نفس الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة، ومن يسر خيرا يسر الله عليه في الدنيا والآخرة، ومن ستر مسلما ستره الله في الدنيا والآخرة، والله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه. أيها المسلم، كم من كرب تمر بها في الدنيا تريد تنفيسها وتيسيرها، كم من دعاء ترفعه لأجل ذلك حين أنغشاك مرض أو فقر أو هم، كم مرة، وأن الله عز وجل نفس عنك الكرب، فأين أنت من تنفيس الكرب عن غيرك؟ أيها المسلم، كم مرة أوقفت عند الشرط لقضاء دين، أو كم مرة استدعيت فتساقط ماء وجهك حياء وخجلا، ألا تريد أن ينفس الله عنك كربة من كرب الدنيا والآخرة؟ فأين تيسيرك على المعسر؟ ومن ستر مسلما ستره الله في الدنيا والآخرة. كم من قبيح عندك جواب يفشيه الله عنك، كم من بلية لا تريد ولا تحب أن يطلع عليها الناس، فما ظنك بجميع الخلائق يوم القيامة وقوفا يسمعون نشرة أعمالك حين تقرأ من صحائفك فيها من البلايا ما فيها، التي يكفي واحدة منها لذهاب ماء وجهك بالكلية؟ ألا تحب أن يستر الله عز وجل عرضك في الدنيا والآخرة؟ فأين سترك لعباد الله؟ لماذا تنتهك حرماتهم؟ أيها المسلم إن أعظم معين لك هو الله، فكيف تستنزل؟ يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما كان العبد في عون إيصال العون للغير، فمن ستر عيبا إلى كشف كربة إلى قضاء دين إلى إنظار معسر عليها أو عليها صدقة، متفق عليه. باب أن ترشده إلى ما ينفعه وتنهاه عما قد يضره. عليه وسلم الكلمة الطيبة صدقة، أخرجه الشيخان. ويقول عليه الصلاة والسلام ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طلق، رواه مسلم. فإن أعيتك الحيل وجه أخيك صدقة. واسمع يا رعاك الله لوصف أم المؤمنين خديجة رضي حين كانت تثبت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من فزعه حين رأى جزيم به، وهو لما يأتيه الوحي بعد فأنى لها أن تعلم ذلك. اسمع ما دلها، اسمع ما دل تلك المرأة الحصيفة على ما يدفع به الخزي في الدنيا والآخرة. تقول إنك لتقبل وتغيث الملهوف وتعين على نوائب الحق بهذه الخصال به لا يخزيه الله أبدا. فهل عسانا عن هذه الخصال ونبتعد عن أفضل الخلال كانت الآخرين فيه شبه يكشفه كربة؟ فما إن تقصد أحدا ليساعدك إلا تمعر وجهه كأنه قد حل به يد وفقد حبيب. ما إن تطلب منه المساعدة مالية كانت أو معنوية أو إلا وتحول وجه ذلك الرجل إلى شبه القتر وبدا منه أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم من كل ذنب وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فما أجمل ما قاله علي في هذا السياق، فاسمع يا رعاك الله، اسمع إلى أناس
فتبرم
من عبد أنعم الله عليه نعمة وأسبغ عليه ثم جعل ولونا كثيرا من أصحاب المناصب يحترمهم الناس أيام عملهم فإن تقاعدوا ذلك التبجيل والاحترام عنهم إلا النفر القليل منهم. أتدري لماذا؟ لأن الناس يؤدوا زكاة تلك المرتبة المرموقة الناس، وهم يسمعون في كل جمعة وفي كل درس أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان فيقضي إلى ولا يتردد ولا يقول أنا سيد البشرية، وهو بحق سيد البشرية. يقول عليه الصلاة والسلام الناس. يقول ابن عباس كما سمعتم فألا رجعنا إلى عقولنا وقسنا الأمور بميزان ديننا وميزان كرامة أمتنا وأخلاق نبينا، وتخلينا عن أخلاق الكفرة التي بات أكثر المسلمين اليوم يقلدهم فيها. فإذا أنزلت بي حاجتك قال البنك الفلاني يعطي سلف ويعطي بدون فوائد أو بما يسمونه مرابعة إسلامية أو ما إلى ذلك، يعرف الناس ذلك، لكنهم قصدوك ليرفعوا قدرك عند الله، ليرفعوا قدرك، ساقهم الله إليه ليختبرك. أتحرص على إكرام الله لك أم أنك تذهب وتظن أن ما قمت به هو من عند نفسك؟ ألا واعلموا يا عباد الله أن لكل شيء زكاة، وما منع أحد زكاة ما أوتي إلا نزع الله منه ما آتاه. وقد جاء في الحديث إن لله أقواما اختصهم الله بالنعم لمنافع عباده يقرها فيهم ما بذلوها. اسمع، يقرها يعني يثبتها فيهم وفي أبنائهم. والبعض قد يتساءل، هذه العائلة لا مئات السنين غنية، كيف لم يجر الزمان عليها؟ ذلك أن فيهم من يقر الضيف ويكرم المحتاج ويسعى في حوائج الناس، وعائلة أخرى افتقرت في زمن الذي جعل الله الغنى على يده قبل أن يموت. لماذا؟ لأنهم امتنعوا عن تلك المعاني العظيمة. يقول عليه الصلاة والسلام إن لله أقواما اختصهم بالنعم، لأي شيء؟ لينعمهم بها في الدنيا؟ كلا، قال لمنافع عباده حتى يبذلوها في نفع الناس، يقرها فيهم ما بذلوها، فإذا منعوها نزعها منهم وحولها إلى غيرهم. عباد الله، بادروا بإيصال الخير للغير، وأدخلوا السرور على قلوب العباد ما استطعتم، فإنكم بذلك تستنزلون رحمة الله ونعمته وبركاته عليكم وعلى أهليكم. عباد الله، كونوا كما أمرتم، وأحيوا على ما إليه هديتم، واسألوا الهداية من ربكم، وأحسنوا يحسن إليكم، واستغفروا ربكم، وصلوا وسلموا على نبيكم. اعتدلوا، تراصوا، تقاربوا، تناظروا، سدوا الخلل، لا تدعوا الفروجات للشيطان. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنب والأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربي فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. خاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام. لا إله إلا الله. Dear brothers and sisters, as we hear that the khutbah began with khutbah al-hajj as usual, and then we said, all slaves of Allah, nothing can be similar to the happiness in this life and safety in the hereafter. And for each one of these two causes that one has to do in order to gain these consequences. All slaves of Allah, Allah's guarantee Allah has guaranteed for His slaves the happiness in both lives, this world life and in the hereafter, and the protection of anything that can harm them in this life and in the hereafter. That is if they worship Him alone and follow His messengers and do whatever they were commanded to do, and whatever they are encouraged to do from the optional deeds. And from these optional deeds that they were encouraged to do is to extend the goodness to the others, is to help those who are in need for help, as what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith that is reported by Tabarani in his book Al-Mu'jam Al-Kabir on the authority of Abdullah. It is better for me to go with my brother, help him in what he ever needs. It is better for me than doing i'tikaf in the masjid for a month, meaning in his masjid. It is better doing i'tikaf for a month in the Masjid al-Nabawi. Yes, that is because that all the deeds that extend, the goodness of it extends to the other, is more preferable in the Sharia than any deed that the goodness of it is to be for the person who is doing it alone. To do anything that brings the pleasure to the others is better than you worshipping as in prayer or fasting or whatever. And that is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith: "Man nafasa an mu'minin kurbatan mikarti," or a hardship from a Muslim, Allah Ta'ala will release a hardship of those hardships in the day of resurrection. Whenever the others are unable to pay back, this will grant him an ease in the day of resurrection. An ease in the day of resurrection. And whoever shelter a Muslim, meaning if he finds anything wrong that the Muslim has done, has committed, and he kept it hidden, did not bring it to the others, this person, Allah Ta'ala, will... One second. Allah Ta'ala, on the day of resurrection, will not bring his mistakes and sins openly to the others. And as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "والله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه." And Allah is in the help of the slave. Allah will help him as long as this slave is in the help of the others. As long as you help the other, Allah will help you. What does that mean? That means if you don't help the other, Allah won't help you. So you always try to help the others. All Muslims, things that the person can extend to the others are so many. So many. From these things is to keep their secrets hidden, do not bring it out. If you see them doing wrong, you advise them, but don't talk about it to the others. And also from these is to release any difficulty from their lives, whether it is financial difficulty or whatsoever difficulties. To accept their excuses when the time of paying you back the debt that they got, the loan that they got from you, when they say, "Oh, sorry, we don't have it this time," you should accept. This is for your own benefit. Because in the hadith, this would be from one side sadaqah, counted as sadaqah for you, and from the other side, it is still your money to be collected. So at the end, you're going to collect it. And at the same time, every time you accept their excuses, then it would be counted as sadaqah. For example, you lend someone 10 riyals for 1 week. The week is over. You come to collect it. He said, "I'm sorry. I wish to pay, but I don't have. Can you give me another week?" Now, this is sadaqah for you. This 10 riyals is counted as sadaqah. But did not go. Still, he owes you 10 riyals. Next week, you come. "I'm sorry. Still, I cannot make it. Can you give me another chance?" "Yes." And you always try, if he says 1 month, tell him no. 1 week. Why? To increase your reward. Every time you come, okay, another week, another week, another week. This, in every time you are giving, the reward of sadaqah. But you must be, you must feel happy. If you go on, what is that? You always promise me, then you have lost your sadaqah. You have lost your sadaqah. And at the same time, in the day of resurrection, Allah Ta'ala will tell the angels, this person used to forgive whomsoever borrows money from him. Meaning, forgive, meaning, yani, and the paying back, not forgive it at all as sadaqah. So, leave him. Leave him. So that is something you need in the day of resurrection. It is not, yani, the ways you can help the others is not limited. It's not only these things. As in the hadith agreed upon, the Prophet ﷺ said, وَتُعِينُ الرَّجُلَ عَلَى دَابَّتِي فَتَرْفَعُ عَلَيْهَا. You help the man who wants to settle on his camel or donkey or horse, or today motorbike or bike or car or plane or whatever. When you help him to do whatever he wants to do, this is the sadaqah for you. Or you load his things up on his camel or donkey or car or whatsoever. Today you are traveling and you are in the terminal. You are in the queue and you see an old man or woman cannot carry the bag. The carriers would come and say, okay, we carry it for you for 10 riyals. You say, no, I will carry it for free. This is sadaqah for you. This is sadaqah. Everything has a zakah. Your body has a zakah. You have to pay the zakah of this, blessing that Allah gave you. Not only that, even if you are not able to give anything or to do anything to the Muslims, at least as in the hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim, a good word is bring the pleasure to the Muslim. Anything can take away or minimize the harm from the Muslim. To guide him to something benefits him, this is sadaqah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as if you fail to do all this, even you may say, I'm not a teacher, cannot give this, I have no idea to give advice, right? Minimum level, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Do not look to anything of the ma'roof, of the goodness, as something, nothing, as no value. Do not look to things as they have no value, even if they are little. Isa said, even if you just, when you face your brother, when you see him, with a happy face. That means if you have a problem, you have a pain, and you see a Muslim, do not show him your pain on your face. Try to give him pleasure. Try. Your smile at the face of your brother is sadaqah. Sadaqah. And whatever is said for man is also for woman, with woman. And why would I husband and wife, children with parents, parents with children, relatives, neighbors, same thing. And look and listen to what Khadija radiallahu anha, the mother of the believers, said to the image of Jibreel alayhi salam. by Ghar Hira, by the cave of Hira. First time he saw him on his real shape. So he was very scared. She, radiallahu anha, said to him, "Nay, Allah won't harm you as you are somebody." Look, she did not even know that he is a prophet yet. He did not know that he is a prophet yet. But what did she say? She said, "No, because you are Rasulullah." No, no. She said, "No, Allah won't harm you because you have a good kinship relation, good relation with your kinship. You are good, you are generous with your guests. You are always in the help of anybody who needs help. And whenever anybody is in debt or in need of money, you always help. You always extend your help." How did Rasulullah do that? He sometimes borrow money. Because some people say, "Okay, we can. I cannot." La, it's not like that. Even if you can't borrow money to help, or he needs someone to speak to some people of authority for his need, and you don't know them, but you know someone who knows them, you go with them to that friend of yours who knows the authority. I like that. And here I just remember something that I wish I could have remembered it during the khutbah. Example of today, Shaykh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, the director of the Islamic University of Medina. And at that time a man came to him and he said, "Ya Shaykh, I'm very poor and I need some money." The Prophet, Shaykh Ibn Baz asked to call the accountant and see how much credit they have. He asked him and he said to the Shaykh, whispered to him, "You have 1,000 riyals in the account." He said, "Okay, write for him a letter to the accountant to give him the 1,000. To give him the 1,000. The man on the way saw the letter. It is written only in number, not in letters. 1,000, 1,000. What he did is he added 1,000, 10,000, with a paper to say pay him 10,000. The credit of the sheikh is only 1,000. The assistant said 1 minute, and he talked to Sheikh Ibn Baz, whispered to him, he said, "The man cheated. He added 1,000. And it is now 10,000. He said, "Okay, let him pay the 10,000. He did not add the 0, said that he needs the 10,000. 1,000 is not enough for him. From the next month. See to what limit? See to what limit? Anything left now for him and his family. Not only that, he said, "Okay, give him from the next month's salary." SubhanAllah. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, King Abdullah, when he was the crown minister, visited the Shaykh in Qasim. And he saw his house, his simple house and like that. He gave him a piece of land, and he gave him a check to build a good house for him and his family. The sheikh next day, the following day, and they come from all around the world. So he said to them, "Good news, we're going to have a new building for the families, for the students who have families, because they go rent. And how can they live, you know? So subhanAllah. We still have some good examples, but we need this to be spread, so people do not become very selfish. And even that money, sometimes you know somebody in some department and you need, yani someone comes to you, need a help. You say, if you immediately calculate it, you say, okay, this is a friend, but if I mean, the authority is a friend. If I now tell him about this man, later on I may need something, he would find it too much. So better I say, excuse me, I cannot say. Why? To save for yourself some credit. That is selfishness. It is Allah who made you able to know this authority. And it is Allah who is able to remove this authority today from position and bring someone that you don't know. So we have to spend the ikhwan as much as we can. And the second khutbah, second part of the khutbah, we said, after praising Allah, bearing witness that He is alone, worthy of worship, and bearing witness that Muhammad is slave and man, that Ali, that what is a wonderful statement Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu made. He said, Ali said, at this time, not today, he said, Ya subhanAllah, glory be He, Allah. ما أزهد الناس ما أزهد كثيرا من الناس في الخير. Too many people today at his time are not willing to do the goodness. See how he spoke about it? Not willing to do the goodness that they are not willing to do. He said, عَجِبْتُ لِرَجُلٍ. I'm amazed, I'm surprised, to a man that his brother comes to him in need. Not that person who can do this for him, for his brother. Meaning, yani he says, I'm not that person. You better go to that man. And he do it. Do as much as you can. Do as much as you can. ولا نخاف نارا ولا ننتظر ثوابا ولا نخشى عقابا. If we are not hoping the paradise, if we are not body who has good characters, because this is to help others, is from the good manners and characters. At least and then he said, فَإِنَّا تَدُلُّ عَلَى سُبُلِ النَّجَاحِ. Doing goodness to the others or the good manners and character lead to the ways of man. Stood and said, أَسَمِعْتَهُ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Did you hear it from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم? Did you hear it from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم? He, Ali radiallahu anhu, said, yes, and more, and I hear something better than that. What is that? He said, and one day, we had a war prisoners, or captives, from the land of Taif, which is Hail today. And from the war prisoners, there was a very pretty young woman. A very pretty young woman. This pretty young woman came forward to Rasulullah and said, Ya Muhammad, the father has died. And Adi ibn Hatim al-Tari and his sister, this one. And then she said to Rasulullah, if you see that if you see that you're not going to please do not let the Arabs talk about me. Do not let the Arab talk about me that I became a slave. Meaning, do something good to me. This she said, as I am the daughter of the head of my people. As her father was the head of the people of Taif. And then she described why he wasn't a sheriff, a mayor, or whatsoever, a king, but he was the head of his people because of something. My father used to release the prisoners, meaning he pays the money to release them, even if he doesn't know them. And he used to protect from attackers. And he used to host the guests very generously. And he used to make the one who is hungry meaning he does not give only little, but not to kill hunger, but to make him feel full. And he used to release all difficulties and problems from people. And he used to reject anyone who need anything from him. And then she said, I'm the daughter of Hatim al-Ta'i, because he was well known of his generosity. The Prophet ﷺ said to her, oh young woman, these are attributes of the believer. The witnessing that their father was a believer? No. But this means that the believer should be upon this. The believer should be upon this. They should not fear prosperity. That's why they don't spend money. No. Spend for the sake of Allah. And Allah will replace this money with more of your intellect or your muscles. It is from Allah. There are people who are more intelligent than you, who are bigger than you, but still they cannot earn as good as you. It is from Allah. So the Prophet ﷺ, ما من عبد أنعم الله عليه نعمة وأسبغ عليه ثم جعل حوائج الناس إليه فتبرر فقد عرض تلك النعمة للزوال. There will be no slave of Allah that Allah Ta'ala bestows a blessing upon him and make it seen on him, and then make the people's need to him come to him, meaning people come to him for their needs, but he showed them very ugly face and show them that he cannot do whatever they need from him to do. He is saying that if he does so, Allah Ta'ala will remove that blessing from him. So if he is rich, Allah will make him poor. So if he is Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and the hadith reported by Ibn Hibban, صَنَائِعُ الْمَعْرُوفِ تَقِي مَصَارِعَ السُّوءِ وَالْآفَاتِ وَالْهَلَكَاتِ وَآلُ الْمَعْرُوفِ فِي الدُّنْيَا هُمْ آلُ الْمَعْرُوفِ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Doing good deeds, meaning good deeds by doing good to the others. Not good deeds only praying, fasting, no, no. Doing good to the others. The bad eating, bad death, bad way of death. And the illnesses and the destruction of your family or wealth or properties. And then he said, amongst the people, that these people are good people, meaning helping others. They are helping others. On the day of resurrection, in front of all the creation, from Adam to last man, they will be known that these people are people who used to help others. Hakim ibn Hizam radiallahu anhu, compiler. No, listen to what he says. He says, ما أصبحت يوما وليس على بابي صاحب حاجة إلا علمت أن من المصائب. He says, there will be no a single day that I wake in the morning and I open my door to see that there is no one is there. No, that is from the masa'ib. That is from the trials that Allah Ta'ala puts me in. Meaning, if Allah wills me good, He would have brought someone to my door to help him. Subhanallah. Today, if you open the door and see someone poor or someone waiting for you to help, he said, this is from the child. This is from the musibah. This is musibah. And you may close the door and you may not go out. Why? Because today's people are very selfish. Very stingy. They don't want to pay nothing with people of need. And that is bad. Akhi, you have to be very happy if Allah Ta'ala makes the others need to you. Or the others need you. Not you need them. Three men, I cannot reward them. Three men, I cannot reward them. Who they are? رَجُلٌ بَدَأَنِي بِالسَّلَامِ. A man begins salam to me. And he begins. وَرَجُلٌ اِغْبَرَتْ قَدَمَاهُ فِي الْمَشْيِ إِلَيَّ إِرَادَةِ السَّلَامِ عَلَيْهِ. And a man, his feet become dusty because of walking, crossing the desert, Alhamdulillah, to give me the salam. Just for that, to give me the salam. He said, these people, I cannot reward them whatsoever I do. Whatsoever I do of goodness to them, still I don't feel that I have rewarded them. Look, and but the fourth one, فَلَا يُكَافِئُ وعني إلا الله. The fourth one, the reward cannot be except from Allah. Who is that? the companions of Ibn Abbas said, who is that? He said, رجل نزل به أمر فبات ليلته يفكر بمن ينزل. A man who should I go? ثم رآني أهل لحاجتي فأنزلها بي. Then he found that me, Ibn Abbas, is the person that I should take my worry to him so he can help me. He says, Ibn Abbas, this person is the person that I cannot reward him whatsoever I do, and nothing can reward him but Allah Ta'ala. Why? He feels that this, and as I said, all slaves everything has zakah to pay, has zakah that you have to pay. Your health as zakah you have to pay, not money, but helping others. Your money has zakah to pay, other than the obligatory zakah, which is sadaqah and loans and whatsoever. And you have to know that give the zakah of Allah will remove from you very soon. As in the hadith, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ أَقْوَامًا. Verily there are people who Allah created. اختصهم بالنعم. Allah choosing them from amongst all the creation to give them the blessings. To so they go and help the others. Not to hide it and hold it and save it in the banks and saves and no. As long as they, and he will increase it as long as they pay it out to the others. فَإِذَا مَنَعُوهَا نَزَعَهَا مِنْهُمْ. And whenever they prevent it, he will remove it from them. وَحَوَّلَهَا إِلَى غَيْرِهِ to other than them. O slaves of Allah, be quick, be fast in doing the goodness to the others. Do not be lazy, do not be slow, do not be late. As someone might come and do it before you, and bring that as long as you are able to. And that is the way of which you can bring the mercy of Allah down to you, as long as the blessings and sustenance and grace upon you and your family. And then I said, ending the khutbah, O slaves of Allah, be as you are commanded and live as you are guided, and ask your Lord the guidance and do goodness Allah Ta'ala to the others. Allah Ta'ala will do goodness to you, and seek forgiveness from your Lord, and do salah and salam of your Prophet, seek the peace and blessings of your Prophet. Verily Allah Ta'ala is seeing you and hearing you and knows everything about you. Wallahu a'lam. Thank you.